Good evening. It's an absolutely brand new day today. It's a brand new hour. It's a brand new moment. It's a moment that's going to be unfolding itself for the next hour, which a lot of people consider this to be Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. But that's just a convention among those who think in that manner. We, on the other hand, understand that this is just a moment in the void, actually. There is no moment, but there's no measurement of that moment. We're along for the ride, okay? And we've developed our wings, and we're able to ride on those wings of chaos. How about that? Anyway, in the middle of all of that, what we're doing is we're quite fortunate, actually, to be reading through Secret Talks, Volume 5 by E.J. Gold. And that volume is called Work of Groups. If you don't have a copy, I strongly urge you to get one. It's a very strong volume to work with. Anything that is worth doing is generally difficult.
I thought you were going to say anything that is worth doing well.
Well, anything that is worth doing is generally difficult, and it pays back dividends. They're dividends that flow into your soul. And every effort such that you make in that regard is something that's going to pay you back. It comes with coupons that you cut and you accrue interest each time. So, but this class in a whole is an experiment. And the experiment is to observe, well, we're going through these many weeks, this week being number 18, I believe. Is that right, Marva?
Yes.
Week number 18, we're observing what is it that might constitute those elements that constitute a group.
Mm.
And we've got pages and pages of notes so far. I, who am responsible for getting those notes online, have done nothing
about
in that regard.
Yes.
In getting them up there. And I think it's important to do that at some point. At some point, we have to make copies of this, Marvette.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll start. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I get up and I just do stuff.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a fun thing.
It is a fun thing to do because it's clear, it's concise. And the thing for me is that when I do it, it refreshes those moments.
Oh, well put, yes.
It refreshes those moments when we as a group. Here's what happens, okay? We'll get into this at some other point, but I'm going to speak a little bit about it right now. By the use of a particular modality of language, we as a group are able to come together. When we come together, that lifts us up as a group. It has nothing to do with any individual. It has to do with the intention of the group path. And we come together. Once we lift a little bit like that, at that point, we're able to penetrate ideas that we weren't otherwise able to do. Does that make sense?
It's the approachability that is allowed when a group coalesces. Before that, if a group is just a bunch of little particles, but they're not actually coalesced, they haven't joined.
Right.
It's the joining that makes it possible to access what you're talking about.
Now,
penetration.
Here's an interesting point about that concept that Pat is expanding. And when I was sitting in dinner tonight, I knew that she would.
When did you know?
About 20 minutes after you walked in. And what we were talking about had nothing to do with any of this,
right.
But I could tell. And listen to another fact about, this is just me speaking about me. I am confident in the ability of the individuals in this room to go to that coalescence that we're talking about. There's a willingness to coalesce. There's a active surrender to that. When that occurs, we all stand on higher ground. And when we stand on higher ground, Pat, we can see a little bit into the next valley, can we not?
Well, also, when you stand on high ground, you have the option, if you're able, to glide. Not necessarily fly, but you can glide, which means you go aloft and you slowly soar. But it's not the same thing as taking off. It's a thing of being ready to release from where you are, catching the wind, and doing a little bit of soaring. Paragliding is the term in this universe. And it has to do with a high level of skill, but you don't need to have anything other than what you already do, except what David said,
correct,
a willingness.
That's it.
Willingness.
There's an internal intention that comes forth. Now, part of the practice of group work, which is what we are endeavoring to do, is to be aware of the mood that Pat's referring to. Just point, sense it yourself right now. Do we have anybody online now, Dan? 6. So anybody online, sense, see if you can connect with that sensing that Pat was pointing to. And from that, that's a marker. And that marker will be placed on your internal map. And it's available for you to get back to, should you desire to, or should you need to.
And one other wonderful thing about that is, as we tested a number of weeks ago, if you can recall a group dynamic, mood, activity, consciousness, however you have experienced that, if you can recall that and you share that with a group member, you can re-enliven that, which is partly the reason why we read our journal, which is the scribe's notes about the topic that David was bringing up. What are the elements of a group? How does it function? And being online where you have the opportunity to chat and listen and watch means that you can activate a number of your already existing senses.
Nice.
And you just have to extend it a little teeny bit further. And I will speak about my personal experience right now because it was relevant.
Good.
As David started to talk about this, I just did a little peripheral vision. So I'm not only here, I'm also over here. So I'm including all of this as a unit. So we're actually sitting as a entity in 3 parts here.
Can you repeat that? I'm not sure I got that.
We're sitting as a entity in 3 parts.
Wait a minute. Ivan, did you hear what she said?
Maybe I didn't have to.
Maybe it was you that said it. Very nice, Ivan. Ivan said under his breath, off the record, he said, what?
I think I'm only speaking off the record tonight.
Okay.
David's question was, did I hear it? And my thought was maybe I spoke it in view of what she said. So,
Pat is helping us refer us to a very subtle form of group work, which we've pointed to a number of times. Pat, I am convinced of, and I know directly, is capable, able to do that. And enough said on that particular topic for the moment. But so now is the part of this weekly presentation brought to you by our scribe. And we are now going to read from the choir's pulpit, the elements from last week.
Wednesday, July 12, 2017, Work of Groups, number 17. 1. Elements of a group. 1. There are always hosts in a chamber. They're not always filled. There may not be a qualified candidate to fill a post. 2. Operations of a group. 1. The methodology of the sly man. A sly man is one who gathers data without prejudice. He has a reason for a group because he must then find others with necessity for what he's learned. 2. Coming to a group meeting can be habit forming, can become an addiction. 3. A group puts their attention on something, and not only does it come to life, but it also becomes a bigger space. 4. I experience more of myself in this group.
Can you read that again?
I experience more of myself in this group.
Nice.
5. We try to climb the octave as high as we can to crystallize finer bodies with different gradations and functionalities.
Wow.
And we can do that by showing up to a group so we can get used to being in a higher space.
That's it? You know, one of the reasons I want a copy of that is because I used to be a graphologist. And in the practice of graphology, it's a study of handwriting and the psychology of the person's handwriting. So now I'm going to have several pages, one of the most unique handwritings I think I've ever seen. My mother's was quite unique, but yours is very, very interesting.
Well, I don't write that.
It has nothing to do with good or bad.
That's my good hand.
It has nothing to do with good or bad. It's just that it reveals everything about your personality.
You have to give me a readout.
That's for a small fee.
Your firstborn.
That's right. Your firstborn. Okay, but now on to more serious matters.
Were you going to say something? No, just were you going to say something?
Oh, just Bernie LaPlante made a comment. He says, something in the chest, sensing.
Good. That's
Thank
exactly
you.
Right.
Very, very,
yeah.
very well said.
Though, you know what, Bernie? I'm not 100% sure if, for me, it's absolutely in this chakra where the sensing takes place, even to the extent I almost feel like my eyes are planted here.
Mm-hmm.
When I look around, that's where the significance comes from. But I'm not so sure that it might not be in other centers for other individuals, other chakras. But I'm just saying, for me, Bernie and I have that in common a little bit. Thanks for making that comment, though.
Yeah, that's helpful.
I appreciate it. Now, this chapter is very interesting. Ivan, we're going to get through this darn thing, okay? So why don't you and Pat start reading however you're able to. I'm not so sure. How do you want to approach this one? Do you want to read it and then discuss, or just read the whole thing and then discuss? Or
I think if I started to discuss, I couldn't read more.
Okay.
That's what happened to me last week.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I think we better read it.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's not that long, but hold on. This is a mountain journey on a very narrow railroad, and it's very curvy. So hang on to your seats a little bit here. Go ahead.
Chapter 38, Fragments of Methods. We cannot trust the mind to remember our aim. Only the organism can transfer habits to finer bodies. For this, one must make new habits in the organic, and one must also, without fail, have higher, finer bodies to which new habits, along with the self of new format, the soul, can be transferred.
Body of resurrection must be made. Consciousness alone is not sufficient. One must have, in addition to new consciousness, a vehicle for a new world.
Go ahead, Ivan. I'm going to skip there.
To collect substances and transform them is more important than our state, posture, activity, or consciousness. The secret of collecting substances and secret of transformation belongs to River of Initiatism.
The machine can be our enemy or our ally. We and it are caged together for life. Never until Rascuarno separation will we be free of its full influence. So better to master than struggle against it. The machine, like a horse, can carry us if it is willing. One must tame the horse, but not the spirit.
A group is a small organization. Without organization, only small personal efforts are possible. Organized effort can be useful preparation as candidates for the work. In the inner circle of humanity, everyone is organized without competition.
Everyone in the work is equal in the work. To become a member of the work, one must know what one is able to do. One must know oneself.
The struggle against small ordinary habits is good for developing will in the sense of gaining authority over the machine. Learn to like what it does not like. Do not like what it likes. Like and dislike, just as imagination can be used for our work or forfeited to our inner evil god, chief feature.
Repetition makes habit. In the end, only habit survives. All strictly mental and emotional accomplishments are lost. To make permanent I is a habit. What we are now is what we are bound to be again unless we make a great change in being.
Real self can be discovered by elimination of a seemingly endless but really finite succession of temporary identities or little eyes.
If we were one identity, even in a very exalted state, since we are not the same now, it was not permanent I. Permanent I does not change, regardless of circumstance. Real I always has the same mood.
Only by preparing to be accepted into the work can we begin our own work and obtain for ourselves enabling factor, Baraka, which breathes life into otherwise dead work, regardless of how technically exact it may be.
Without a catalyst, real work is impossible. Sincerity, effort, mechanics, preparation, even necessity are not sufficient in themselves.
Man in his ordinary condition cannot obtain the catalyst necessary for transformation of substances and must be given the catalytic substance from someone who has stored a great deal of it or who is able to manufacture it at will.
Essential oils or enabling substances can be provided like any other material substance. Although finer than planetary matter, it can be contained and transmitted in planetary substances.
The process of separation and return of elemental parts of each body to its corresponding cosmos of origin depends on which bodies have been perfected and stabilized. This is why the answer is not the same for everyone.
Aren't they great readers? These are skilled readers. If you notice that part too. Silverdale, on the top of 92, I'm going to ask you to help us with that very first paragraph when we get to it in just a little bit, okay? just a thought. Okay. Shall we proceed, Pat?
Yes, I would like to suggest that we do not start with paragraph one.
Good. Okay.
I'm going to suggest that we start with paragraph two and we return to paragraph one.
That makes sense to
maybe
me.
Maybe a lot later.
Okay, that makes sense to me, and I had a similar thought a couple of nights ago.
One of the interesting things about this particular chapter is for each chapter, there exists already written a book for each paragraph. For each paragraph, there is a book. It is already written. I will not go and describe each one because that would be silly.
Yeah.
But the fragment of methods says that this is basically, think of it this way, a shopping list for your awakening human biological machine to be transformed through any one of these little methods. So in a certain way, you do not need to have any but one method
of
these methods.
Right.
So any one which either attracts you, appeals to you, you know something about, however you want to draw it inside you, that's what we're working with, is what works. And so
there you go.
Not everything's going to work. As the last paragraph said, not everyone has the same answer to the question. So I would like to say, if you look at body of resurrection and you don't lay on it any Christian Judeo-traditional concepts, but just use the words, there is a body and it is involved in resurrection, not necessarily of body, but the concept is that it must be made. It has to be manufactured. It doesn't currently exist. So the method is in addition to a new consciousness, a vehicle. We must have a vehicle for a new world. Now, what could that mean? What is the vehicle that we already have at our disposal? And how could we have it be a body of resurrection? The body of habits, says Powell.
I thought that this chapter was one of the most succinct descriptions of how to work. What did she say?
The body of habits.
Yeah.
When body was referring to what is the vehicle that we can already use, that we have available. So yeah, the body of habits, I think, is the vehicle that you can use.
And very much, let's just go ahead then.
Mm-hmm.
So in paragraph 2, you talked about that it must be made.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about a vehicle for a new world. We're talking about a different world altogether, where we create this body of resurrection. We create it partly through by creating a new body of habits, but we're creating something actual within us. It's an actual creation. I don't want to say that it's brand new in us, because a lot of the work that everybody's been doing for many years has created this.
Mm-hmm.
It's created that work body, in a sense. We always, until we are there, have more work to do. You know, so I call us journeymen, not masters,
mm-hmm.
but journeymen on the path, where we've got some ground to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what we're doing in these meetings is to acknowledge that ground, and then how to accelerate it. You study stuff like this. You read it, you put your attention on it, you do it together in a group, and you're forced, in a sense, to show your stuff, to bring it out, like Bernie made a comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just, boom, he made a comment about sensing, that's going to be with him for a long time. He's got that now because he said it. It's a high form of confession. By confession, I do not mean the revelation of a sin, but as speaking into the heart of the group. Go ahead, Martha.
Well, confession is one way to look at it, but also maybe another way, what comes to me is that he's speaking from the present moment.
That's right.
He's speaking in the now, and in the group can help one do that, and that's part of what we're all about, is getting to that point and being there in the present moment.
You remember early on, and I'm not sure whether you'd come back yet or yet, Marvette, but Pat will remember. We'd sit in the living room
mm-hmm.
when it was configured differently.
Mm-hmm.
There were like 30 of us
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
Yeah.
And we did that I Am exercise.
Yes.
And it's very much very similar to what the Quakers or the Quietists, as they were originally called, did. They'd wait till they were moved by the Spirit. And what we were instructed was that the angelic being was moving through the room. Somebody may have at a particular moment, and when they did, they would go, I am.
Mm-hmm.
I am here. And that's, so you're acknowledging it. When you acknowledge it, you're giving it power and force. That's why prayer is so important. You're acknowledging that realm of existence. And that's what we're talking about in this chapter here. We're just turning our attention to it and acknowledging the darn thing. To collect substances.
Okay. So first, let's just use the English language in the highly, highly classified manner in which this is speaking. A collector. One who knows what he is seeking, one who
mm-hmm.
has the capacity to store and maintain
that.
Properly the thing which it is being collected.
I like that. Let me just
underline
that first thing.
Yeah.
A collector, like a stamp collector.
Exactly.
A coin collector.
A collector.
They're focused on what they are going to collect, a rare book dealer or a rare print dealer.
Or
knows precisely what they're looking for, and they go forth and work to get it.
And they have not just the drive to find that thing, they have the place to put it. They have a location in which the collection can be stored
properly.
And
stored.
Available for transformation.
So,
which that's the first five words, to collect substances and transform. And then the thing is that transformation, as it says, the secret of collecting substances and secret of transformation, so those are the two things that were there, collecting substances and transforming, belongs to River of Initiatism. Another book, by the way, which is already out.
So let's take the concept of a rare book collector.
Yes.
Okay.
Think about those wonderful creatures we have who are rare book collectors.
So
we know several of them. In fact, there's collections right up there.
We have collections here. Here's an interesting thing about a rare book. You can get a rare book, but to take care of the rare book,
yes.
You have to have a specialized knowledge.
Absolutely.
To hold the rare book in a proper manner so that it doesn't, you haven't spoiled it
mm-hmm.
by the act of collecting. So we may be collecting, are you also then preserving?
That's right.
Because as you say in the next phrase, for
transforming.
Is a more important, to collect something and transform them is more important and this was wild when we read it, more important than our state, our activity, our posture, or consciousness. Wow.
Yeah, that's just...
I mean, is that like off the charts or what? So, this is the work, this is the day-to-day, moment-to-moment work we're doing. Every moment, you drive in your car, you get out of the car, you're always on in this regard. You're always on. You're talking to somebody. You meet somebody in any context. It could be a client. It could be a friend. It could be a clerk. Are you collecting substances at that moment?
Do you even have any awareness of what that might be? Because it doesn't define what the substances are. It only indicates that that is something that is of more importance than any of those four other named activities.
But as you said, the last paragraph says the answer is different for each person.
Yes, it is.
So all that EJ is doing is pointing. You're on, baby. You're on. And then he expands that process as we go through the next several paragraphs. And in the next paragraph, Silverdale asked you on that particular paragraph for a reason, but is that okay with you to want to talk about it for just a moment?
That paragraph at the top of 92, the machine can be our enemy or our ally?
That is correct.
Yes.
For sure. You know, my understanding of this entire chapter is, you know, again, it gets back to HBM as a transformational apparatus.
Right.
What we know we have for certain is an organic machine that we identify as ourself. But we don't often take the next step to absolutely clearly and without doubt accept the fact that this organic biological machine is animated by a life force. And that life force that animates our biological machine is what EJ calls the essential self. And the challenge of the whole work effort is that life force is diffused throughout our body so that we never actually become cognizant and intimately familiar with it. And so if we want to become aware of that diffused life force throughout our body, we have to actually begin with our organic body in order to sense it or feel it or begin to organize it or to crystallize it in a more organized, systematic way. And so work on self is directed toward that. Now, in that process, of course, this paragraph kind of summarizes it very nicely. We can use our physical body to bring cohesion to this diffused life force, in which case it's our ally, or it's our enemy if we allow it to kind of unconsciously, by momentum of the processes of life, kind of run us ragged to the moment of our last breath. And this word Rosguano, you know, comes right out of Beelzebub's tales, and although it's used in a slightly different way there, what it's really indicating is that when we can independently and of our own free will separate a body of resurrection, which is essentially what we're creating with these special substances and so on, And we know how to do that because we're part of the river of initiativism, and we know how to get catalysts in order to make this whole process work just like a factory. So at that point, when we can separate our life force from our physical body, then we kind of have an opportunity to enter the work at that point. That's my understanding. And so our physical body, of course, becomes the original womb within which this new creation can occur. So that's my understanding of this paragraph.
Yeah.
So I'm just intrigued by, you know, we have this, we ride into the game, as they say,
yeah,
on the horse, right?
Right, yes.
We're given that, and by work on self, we begin to become aware of this life force, this essential self that is growing within us, that is possible within us. And it's that. So then we see it, that it's an interaction between the two.
Exactly. I think of it a lot of times as a teeter-totter, because staying in balance is so difficult. And, you know, one is in precedence and then the other one is in precedence. So it's this constant thing until you get a little bit of a handle. But the fact is that both parts
right.
are already there.
And it's and important.
You don't have to go doing anything, you know, I need an essential self to come and be this part of, along with my machine. No. But both parts are already present. Yeah, it's very, it's a big clue, again, on language. I'm harping on the language component in this chapter because I think it's a clue for easy, accessibility mm-hmm. to the content to comprehend some of this. The machine can be our enemy or our ally. So it's already a given that you could have an ally. You already do have an ally if that is the way that you use it.
It's been given to you.
It's already there.
It's already there. And Silverdale, I know that for me, I had read a lot of literature, spiritual literature, and I still do. But for me, there's something utterly unique in the way that EJ has approached this. It's fundamentally different, and for me, it's fundamentally clarifying the idea of the essential self and the machine, two electrical bodies housed, as it were, in the same structure. What a concept, because that allows us to truly be free. We are not dependent on the machine having the proper behavior. Our necessity is to create these substances that create the body of resurrection. And through the body of resurrection, we have a home for the substances that we can create every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do it consciously, we're baking a new bread each day, in a sense. You know, the heavenly manna falls upon us. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It is.
Go ahead, Ivan, on the next paragraph. Go ahead and talk about it a little bit. Yeah. Group. A group is.
Well, this does seem to be a set of fragments. I would guess this is distilled from 3 or 4 hours of talk, and maybe even more than one talk, because they're different methods and different approaches. And this one, I mean, he's addressing a group, so he's talking about something like our notebook there, like how do you use this group?
What do you mean by the first two sentences there?
Ah, yes, an organization. Well, he says, without organization, only small personal efforts are possible.
Tell me more about organization, though.
I think he's, well, again, I'm not sure I have the correct interpretation of this. I think it's talking about doing something intentionally in a step-by-step manner. In other words, or setting up protocols. Yeah.
A group is a small organization, and an organization is a structure. It is inherently not just a collection. A collection can be all different and nefarious. An organization implies order.
And organization.
And it has, more than likely, a structure that allows itself to have a purpose. So it has existence structured and with method, and it has purpose. Because it says organized effort can be useful preparation. And when you read work on self and human biological machine as a transformational apparatus, what you find is that there are preparations from which you are now standing upon the territory that you can start from, that you can see from. And I was just thinking about gateways as the example of a small group, which is an organization that does greater than just personal things. And for me, the manifestation of gateways is the external, constant, continuous representation of EJ's work. It's made manifest. It's books, tapes, etc. But it is made. It isn't just recorded and saved somewhere. It's actually made into something and put out available. That is an effort. That is a goal. That is a purpose. And
much more is possible,
yes,
because of that organization. I'll give you an example of where more is possible with an organization.
Okay.
If we were just silently reading this to ourselves at home, it'd be one thing. But since we're reading it in this context, Bernie said something and added to it. You know, it was like suddenly the concept of sensing is much more important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in this context.
Mm-hmm.
So, other than that, it's not that your efforts alone are immaterial. It's just that there more is possible when we come together as a group.
And I didn't want to cut you off, Evan. I know you had more to say there.
Well, you know, I would just say that another example along the lines of what David is saying, I would say, is something like the Big 24, that practical work on self. You know, David or Pat or you who are listening or I can do any of those 24 exercises in our everyday life. We can walk around,
yeah,
can practice it. We can do it for a week, 2 weeks, 6 months, a year. I could keep a journal. You know, I could write down my results and so on. But I remember very distinctly what the value was of doing the Big 24 in a study circle, you know, with a group of people, where whatever the effort was, whatever I would do, the idea was to come back to the group and compare notes and say, well, this is what I discovered there. This is how it was to you. You seem to have quite a different perspective on that, and so on. And then the other thing, what I distinctly remember is, let's say for a very simple example, in Tucson, Arizona, when we had a study circle, we might all try doing this, the pond exercise, which, mm-hmm, is to say, you know, can I observe in myself the reverberations of stress, you know, of other people that rub me the wrong way and so on and so forth. In the study circle, we undertook to contrive projects where we would have to work together, like as sort of strangers, do something collaboratively. And one project we came up with was to sell food and raise money at a street fair, you know, on like summer nights kind of thing that we have here in Nevada County. So we got this booth and we got this, we had got apple turnovers or something like that, and tea and cider or something. And we, and what the result was, when we had, it would take two or three people to run this booth, you know, and we would switch off and have, so we'd have different teams of two or three people doing this. And boy, did we step on each other's toes. I mean, do you talk about dropping stones in the pond? I mean, this was like applied exercise. So, I mean, you found out. So now we had something where we were dropping the stones. We were doing this together. We were dropping the stones in the pond, and we were looking at one another, and we were going back and having a study circle meeting and saying, boy, that was some evening at the street fair, and so on. So that was organization. It's like it's, I think that it casts a new light on the exercise that you can do individually. You actually do it in an organized way, and it is a different, what would you call it, degree. It's a different scale of learning that you get from it, of experience. Yeah.
Do you remember when we did the dance performances at the American River College?
Mm-hmm.
This was an enormous exercise.
Yeah.
There were so many components, and everybody was involved. Everybody was involved. And it came about because of a various number of things. More is possible if you have a group task working together.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly then, going on to the next paragraph, I just wanted to re-underline what Pat had said or read that when it was read.
Mm-hmm.
Small, ordinary habits struggle as such. You can read that any way you want. You can say struggle, or you can just say the effort of.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that, of course, means that you've already recognized certain habits in yourself. And they get more and more subtle. They never stop. They're always there. We are creatures of mechanical habits. So be it. Work with it. Notice it. Change it up. Many, 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 many years ago, when Samuel used to come out here,
mm-hmm.
you know, we would do stuff. And he was so different that it made me, it was a good example of this,
mm-hmm.
working against your natural habits. Suddenly you were doing things in a fundamentally different way. So, you know.
David is referencing the famous mime who lived in Colorado for many years. His name was Samuel Avital.
Still alive. Still going.
From Morocco, am I mistaken?
No.
Correct. That is correct.
Originally, but didn't he?
Yes.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Yeah, but just
so yes, if you can change it up, that's kind of what this says.
And practice that. If we were doing a practical work on self class, which we did several times, I think I've learned
mm-hmm.
four of them so far.
Mm-hmm.
Each one is a year long, mm-hmm. but they're really worth it. It's fun. And then you go and you go, how did you do the exercise? How did you do it? And it's really interesting.
Now I'm going to leap in here and say
good.
The remaining, well, we skipped one. Everyone in the work is equal in the work.
Yeah,
we skipped that one.
I
so
did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The 9 other paragraphs, which we are not going to get into deep discussion about because we're going to have our moment be completed in a few nanos. Those other 9 listed paragraphs each have one or more methods. So you could take it on yourself
as a
group project to write down as you understand each of the remaining 9, or just pick one.
No.
It doesn't matter. But what you can do is share that written material with each other and have that be sent to David.
Starting which paragraph?
Well, I'm counting this
struggle.
One, everyone in the world, and then repetition, and then real self, and if
okay.
we were only, and et cetera. So I counted 9, but...
How about this, then? That everybody read all of those paragraphs and say what you think that method is that Pat's talking about. That's the homework.
For each one,
for nine of them.
So you have nine
different methods.
Yeah.
Nine methods that you gathered out of looking at this paragraph.
Good, Pat.
And send it to David, and he will compile them all, and we will have that to share with each other, like we've been starting to collect our group. What are the elements of group? Now we're going to have a grouped, an understanding, a cohesive, coherent statement of the group about the methods that are
revealed
in this fragment of method.
Do you understand the exercise? Does that make sense, Dan? His brow is furrowed.
I understood the part about how each paragraph has a method, and I understood about with our best understanding of determining what that method is.
Good. And what part don't you understand?
How to bring it together as a group practice.
That's not your problem.
Okay.
All you have to do is respond from yourself to each of the paragraphs that we haven't discussed in this gathering today, and send your understandings of what each of those paragraphs' methods is in an email to David.
Okay.
He will coalesce it. You have another question.
Before we transfer, I wanted to say that Bernie LaPlante said earlier, a wheel is, in a way, an organization. So
a wheel is definitely an organization. That's the whole way that we got...
That's how we discovered fire.
Yeah.
One of
those.
Something like that. This is a homework assignment we're giving here.
It's a homework.
We all have a homework assignment.
Yeah, tell me what the homework assignment is. We have students that have come late to class. And Ivan, can you tell us what the homework assignment is?
Please.
Yeah, I should put it. It's on the board here, right?
On the board.
Okay. We have a talk here, Chapter 38, that's called Fragments of Methods. So we've gotten to a certain point in this talk, and Pat has proposed a homework assignment, which is taking the last nine paragraphs, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, yes, taking the last nine paragraphs that we can read these, not just read these, but react to them or figure them out personally for each one of us. What do we think is the method that is being referred to? Because each of these is a fragment of some method of work on self. So write down a comment or my understanding of that work fragment and send that to David.
So do you mean I'm supposed to read the paragraph?
Read the paragraph. Write down what you think.
That would be a good place to start.
I read the paragraph, and then I say what I
write
think.
Write down what you think it means.
I write it down.
And email it to David.
So you mean I have to do something?
Hush up. I'm going back to the first paragraph.
Get out of here.
Okay, hush up. So, as is my wont, the last sentence of this chapter says, this is why the answer is not the same for everyone. And the first paragraph says, we cannot trust the mind to remember our aim. Only the organism can transfer habits to finer bodies. For this, one must make new habits in the organic, and one must also, without fail, have higher, finer bodies to which new habits, along with the self of new format, the soul, can be transferred. So in my opinion, that is the statement of the method of all of the method's purposes.
Period.
It came first, but I read it again at the end, because if you understand that that is the goal, and then when you read through and you see all these methods, and then you again read that first paragraph, that is the purpose of those methods, is to provide you with the manner in which to reach that goal. Okay?
And the answer, as you said, is not the same for everyone.
Good one. And we're each doing it.
We have another comment. Antimatter says, this is to Bernie, from Drew Crystal training, medicine wheel was a powerful way of organizing.
Very good.
Nice.
Medicine wheel, yes. Good one.
And we read that paragraph last week, and it struck me, and it stayed with me during the week, which I then realized, well, that's referring to, EJ talks a lot nowadays about practices.
Yes.
In fact, particularly now, he says, keep doing your practices, your daily practices.
Yes.
And it makes sense. The organic body has to create new habits because it is the only vehicle that can transfer.
There you go.
And so things like playing guitar, why am I playing guitar every day? Well, and then how deep can you go into playing guitar? Well, if you have that focus, you can, you know, you can explore.
All the way, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. Do you want to say something? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
We'll That's a whole other topic. I won't bring it up.
I am so glad that we did this in
you
two
did it
parts.
Right. Yeah.
Because really we needed we needed some space.
So I'll send out a homework reminder.
Thank you.
I won't be able to do that till tomorrow night.
Oh, that's okay.
But I'll send out a homework reminder. Let's see if let's just see. That's
yeah,
it, period.
It's a group assignment. Let's
it's a
see.
Group assignment.
Let's see how we how our group works. And people can email
pretty much
you
anybody
online,
that's
right?
Getting the email I send out in the morning.
Yeah, and they know to send it back to you.
They have my email address.
Yeah.
How many people are on, Dan? Six?
Ten, okay.
They all have my email address.
Yeah.
I'm almost positive. Okay.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I appreciate the reminder of the assignment.
I think it's only in one day.
No, it's good. It's a good thing to do.
I might walk out of here and then not remember somehow that we have a homework assignment.
Oh.
That mind. That's why the mind cannot be trusted to get my homework done.
Ivan's working towards the no mind, obviously. Sensation.
You know what? This is so much fun. It's fun because we are able to come together. We enjoy each other because we enjoy the work we're doing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to this week because do I have to do the assignment too?
Oh, are you part of the group?
Look how she is. See what I have to put up with. So thank you so much for coming tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you, George.
Good night.